From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be back on Capitol Hill this morning talking about the economy and monetary policy. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Bernanke will be giving the second installment of his semiannual monetary policy report to Congress before the Senate Banking Committee. In Tuesday testimony to the House Financial Services Committee, he sought to reassure legislators on two conflicting areas of concern. He promised the Fed will at some point tighten its highly stimulative credit stance in a sufficiently timely way to avoid a flare-up of inflation as the economy starts to recover. But at the same time, he made clear the Fed does not want to raise interest rates and withdraw money from the economy so soon as to prolong the recession. Bernanke's other strong message was the need for the administration and Congress to make a plan to reduce the federal budget deficit. If not, he warned, the economy will suffer. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
President Obama is expected to focus on the health care overhaul when he holds a primetime news conference tonight. The president has been trying to stay in front of the mounting debate on health care reform, offering statements and doing interviews nearly every day. Republicans are objecting to parts of the plan, as well as some Democrats in both chambers who are voicing doubts about moving such complex and costly legislation too quickly. The president met yesterday with Democrats who have balked at more than $1 trillion, a 10-year House measure. One of them said afterward that Americans want to squeeze every ounce of savings that they can out of the current system first. A court in The Hague has made a final ruling on the boundaries of a key region in Sudan, claiming by both the North and South. Tensions over the Abyei region threaten a landmark peace agreement that ended more than 20 years of civil war in that country. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The court gave just enough to both sides to possibly avert more conflict between North and South Sudan. For the most part, the court held that the northern and southern boundaries of Sudan's Abyei region had been reasonably set earlier by an international boundaries commission. But the court gave new eastern and western boundaries. Every inch of Abyei territory is of major concern to Sudan's Muslim north and Christian and animist south. That's because the oil fields of the region are a lifeline to both economies. But the land is most important to the people who have coexisted there for generations, namely Arab herdsmen called the Misriya and Dinka tribes loyal to the south. Last year, fighting between northern and southern armies wiped out the town of Abyei. It has not been rebuilt. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Oil prices remained around $65 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for September delivery fell by 51 cents to $65.07 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. A judge ruled yesterday that Governor David Patterson violated the New York Constitution by when he tried to appoint the state's lieutenant governor. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Governor Patterson named former Metropolitan Transportation Authority head Richard Ravitch lieutenant governor earlier this month. The post had been vacant for more than a year. The governor hoped the appointment would help break a political stalemate over leadership of the state Senate. The governor's lawyers argued that state law allowed him to make certain temporary appointments, but Senate officials sued to block the move, and Supreme Court Justice William LaMarca sided with them. The judge noted that if the governor dies or resigns, the lieutenant governor would be next in line. He said for an illegally appointed lieutenant governor to act as governor of the state would clearly constitute irreparable harm. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
President Obama has hailed the Senate's decision to stop additional production of F-22 fighter jets. He said the move will better protect our troops. The president was referring to a 58-40 vote in which the Senate yesterday accepted an amendment killing an additional $1.75 billion that supporters of the F-22 had tried to get into a defense spending bill. In a statement at the White House, the president said he rejected the notion that the country has to waste billions of taxpayer dollars on outdated defense projects. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the military also opposed further production of the F-22, saying it was too expensive at a time of limited budgets at the Pentagon and competing defense spending priorities. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.